Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Let's go to Manhattan, Kansas right now. Be joined by Derek Young. He covers the Wildcats as they find themselves in the third round of the NCAA tournament. You might call it the Sweet 16. Derek, how you doing, man?
Hey, I'm pretty good. I'm actually still in Greensboro, North Carolina at the moment.
Well, and for this, you're in Manhattan, Kansas for this, Derek. That's where you are okay. Right now. So mentally, you're in Manhattan, Kansas. You're about to be in Manhattan, New York here in a couple of days.
Yeah, I actually fly into New York tomorrow. So excited for it. I've actually never been to Madison Square Garden.
Take us through just being in the gym for yesterday's game. I thought it was probably one of the three best games that we've seen so far in the NCAA tournament. I felt like the two teams were very, very evenly matched. Just take us inside the gym yesterday between K-State and Kentucky.
Well, as most would probably surmise, it was a heavy Kentucky crowd. Now, it was probably actually a little bit lighter than it was on Friday, just because he had Pittsburgh and Xavier fans in the building as well, with some K-State spattering as well. So it was probably a lighter Kentucky crowd, but I was still loud when the Blue Wildcats had it going. But I agree with you, a really evenly matched game, a fast game. I think, you know, styles make fights. They say that a lot, but I think what made that an entertaining game as well is that it wasn't some of these slow-moving plotter teams. And you kind of get that with, like, Iowa State played in Greensboro as well. That game was obviously brutal to watch. With Kansas State and Kentucky, that was fast. They were running up and down the court. It felt like one of the more talented games, you know, mano a mano that we've seen in the NCAA tournament. It was high level. You know, one of my takeaways was that, you know, Kentucky didn't really lose this game. Like we saw in 2018 when Kansas State beat Kentucky to get to the Elite Eight, I thought in some ways Kentucky kind of coughed that one up. I thought Kansas State played Kentucky at perhaps close to their best.
I'm happy you said that because I was going to ask you this, but I didn't want the K-State faithful to take this the wrong way. I don't really feel like K-State won or lost, or Kentucky won or lost. I think these two teams were very even for 39 minutes, and K-State just made two bigger shots at the end than Kentucky. Kentucky had a wide open three at the end of the game to tie it and just missed it in this situation. Like, I think these two teams were as evenly matched as you could ask two college basketball teams to be, and the difference was K-State made two shots at the end of the game that the other team didn't make.
Yeah, I agree. In 2018, it felt like you kind of needed Kentucky to beat themselves a little bit. You know, this year, it just felt like Kansas State was good enough to beat Kentucky. They didn't have to rely on a bad Kentucky game. Kentucky still rebounded the crap out of the basketball. They out-rebounded Kansas State 44-25. I know Kentucky didn't shoot well either, but Kansas State missed every single jump shot they took in the first, I want to say, 29 minutes of the game. Like, every field goal they had was at the rim. If Kansas State even shoots close to their normal percentage for the season, it may be a comfortable win. Now, you could say Kentucky didn't shoot well either, and that was the case. Both teams are really poor from the three-point line. But as you said, I think the difference maker was that Kansas State had two All-Americans and Kentucky didn't.
Right now we're talking to Derek Young, who covers the Kansas State Wildcats. I thought Marquise Noel in the second half was an absolute dog. The difference in, I think this game and really most college basketball games is, it's what Jerome Tang says. You got dudes. Like, you need guys who can go win you a basketball game. Not the coach scheming it up, not the perfect inbound play. Like, you need a guy who can take a guy off the bounce, can knock down a big shot, and isn't who, and someone who isn't afraid of the moment. And that's what I think K-State has. I tweeted this a couple of days ago, that he and Keontae Johnson feel to me like Jameer Nelson and Delonte West. Like, you just got two guards that are good enough to take you to the national championship game.
Yeah, and when you get to the NCAA tournament, in most cases, you're facing one of the best defensive teams in the country. I mean, especially that's where we're at right now in the Sweet 16. I think 12 of the top 16 remaining teams left are in the top 25 of adjusted defensive efficiency on KenPom. So every shot that you're taking, it's probably going to be a tough one, and you got to have dudes that can make tough shots. And some good teams don't have that. I think Kentucky does. Kaysen Wallace was surely that. Reeves was on Friday, but not on Sunday. But Kansas State has a few guys like that. I mean, Desi Sills and Naquan Tomlin, they will still make tough shots too. Maybe not at the clip that we know that they're going to get from the All-Americans, Keontae Johnson and Marquise Noel. But they just have a few guys that are talented enough to make those kind of, you know, tight window shots. And really, they did it without Keontae Johnson on Sunday, right? That was far from the best Keontae Johnson that we have seen, but he made the one that counted.
So I'm going to tell you about the personal, like, how I feel very conflicted about K-State heading into this. I think that K-State is the best team left in their region. Like, I think K-State fans can now say, hey, we think we can go to the Final Four, and we expect to go to the Final Four. It's hard for me to pick against Michigan State in March, though. Like, I feel very torn. Like, do I take the team that I think is the best team, or do I take the team that just every single March, they just seem to exceed everybody's expectations? Like, I actually think this is one of the better games that we have this weekend with K-State, with their guard play going up against Tom Izzo in March. I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it should be. They have a New York City point guard as well in Tyson Walker that had a really, really good weekend. I agree. It's hard to pick against Tom Izzo in March. I still don't know what I'm going to do either, because I do think Kansas State, it kind of sounds weird to say, but I do think Kansas State's probably the more talented team than Michigan State headed into Thursday's contest. And you have a matchup here. You know, Kansas State, they've struggled this year when they face teams that really force turnovers. That's why, part of the reason why they won against Kentucky. Kentucky coughed it up 16 times. Kansas State only turned it over 8 times. Kansas State loses almost every time, but they have about, you know, 15 or more turnovers. Michigan State, like Kentucky, not a team that really turns you over. They can defend, but they're just not going to get those live ball turnovers that create points on the other end. And they're not really a team that attacks the basket. Michigan State, you know, I think they're in the 300s when it comes to points at the rim. They just take all jump shots. On the flip side, Kansas State, one of the best three-point defenses in the country. So while I do agree with the Tom Izzo point in March, because that's played out year after year after year, matchup-wise, there's a lot for K-State to take solace in, especially when the alternative was Marquette, who turns people over more than anyone.
Right now we're talking to Derek Young, who covers the Kansas State Wildcats here, for a couple of more minutes. Derek, have you guys just offered Jerome Tang a lifetime contract at this point? Because that kind of feels like it's two games away.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what's going to unfold, but I know they're going to be forced to give him, you know, a lengthy contract, probably one that's more than twice what he's getting now. There's just no other way around it. The interesting timing part of that is you're still in the midst of trying to do the same for your football coach that just won a Big 12 championship as well.
I'm going to ask you to pick between the two. I don't know if you're going to give me the straight answer or not. Which team has been more fun to cover this year, Kansas State football or Kansas State basketball?
Oh, yeah, that is the ultimate tough question. I will say basketball, because as you've probably seen throughout this year, kind of, you know, being local to Kansas State, their brand of basketball is just a lot of fun to watch. Like, this team, what you saw on Sunday that a lot of people probably hadn't seen yet this year, you know, the behind-the-back passes, between-the-legs passes, no-look alley-oops, no-look passes. You didn't even see the big blocks by Desi Sills that we've seen this year, but you did see Desi Sills try to do an impossible dunk and hurt himself in the process. That's just how they've played all year, and that's a lot of fun to watch.
I made the point earlier that I think K-State is one of the best stories that we've had the opportunity to watch. Like, when you factor in the coach that they brought in, you had Keontae Johnson's story that is one of the best stories in college basketball that, to me, like, hasn't been talked about nearly enough. Everything that he's had to overcome to get to where he is right now as a basketball player. When you factor the expectations and everything that happened, this is one of the best local stories I can remember.
Yeah, especially in my time, because I've been in the area since 2017, and I was there for a few different years around 2013 and 14. I can't think of anything that comes close to it, because you touched on it. Keontae Johnson's probably the best basketball story in the country this year. And they have the ultimate underdog pass, you know, with Jerome Tang. He was an assistant for 19 years before he gets his shot, and he was a high school coach before that. Someone that he takes pride in where he is right now too, because he knows that, you know, technically he had a lot to overcome, and he wasn't supposed to be here either. Keontae Johnson, he said it in his interview, he wasn't supposed to be alive right now, right? So he got a second chance at life. Marquise Noel, everyone's doubted him because he's 5'7" on a good day. They just have a lot of stories of overcoming adversity, obstacles in life, the underdog thing, and to think that, you know, this time last year they had two players. So first year head coach, there's a lot of stuff that they're doing that just isn't common.
That is Derek Young of Kansas State Online joining us on the show today. He covers the Kansas State Wildcats, and what a time to be a Wildcat fan. The Little Apple meets the Big Apple as they will be playing their games in the world's most famous arena, Madison Square Garden. Derek, man, congratulations to K-State, and hopefully we do this again next week because they won two more basketball games.
Appreciate it. I'll plan on it.
Absolutely. That's Derek Young joining us on the show today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.